Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion. God bless you tonight. This is a $1 trillion flow night. Mary Hawkins, I want you to read Psalms 27. Your own Mary. God bless you tonight. This is going into September. Raphael is the healing angel. Mary, your own.
Yes, I'm on. You want me to read it now?
Read Psalm 27.
1-7?
Yes.
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy, and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should camp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle, sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me.
God bless you for that reading, Mary. That's Mary reading the 27th number 5. God is with you tonight. This is the $1 trillion flow night. It's the night for you to make your financial goal. Tonight, to make what you want. And you go to my website, that's thusseedabrahamyourwebsite.com. When you go to that website, go to homepage and go down to PayPal if you want to do something. But I will say to you tonight, with so much going on, God is still in control. I'm praying for you and you tonight, and we're getting ready for a dynamic show, the Trillion Flow. That means that it's time for you now, in September, to lay plans out for your business. Lay plans out for what you're going to be doing for 2023. It's time for you to make up your mind that you're going to the next level, that level of healing, that level of joy. It's time for you to make up your mind tonight that I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to walk with the North and North. I want to thank you, Mary, for that reading. Most times you read the 23rd number Psalm, but I wanted to read the 27th number Psalm. He's our life and our salvation. Who shall you fear? You shouldn't fear nobody when you walk in the anointing of God. I hope you have somebody listen to me tonight. When you walk in the anointing of God, you put a divine protection around you. The law of love, the law of happiness, the law of the trillion flow, and you can have what you want. God, that's your name. God know what you need. Matthew 6 says, you will seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God. When you walk in the righteousness of God, good things are going to happen. Okay, ask somebody. I'm praying tonight, on this Friday night, going into Labor Day, getting ready, staff work, getting ready to get on the road. I'm praying for your protection tonight. I'm praying for your deliverance. But I want you to know that God is able to carry you to the next level. There's no secret what God can do. I'm praying tonight for some of you have lost faith, lost hope. But I want to say to you, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God is still in the divine way. I'm praying for the Proud family, Nancy. I pick you up in the spirit that all is well. Mother Sanchez down in their hill. God bless you tonight. Mother Rosa Cook, God bless you tonight. And those Mother Terry Nunn, God bless you. These are saints of spirit that I feel that have something to do with your life and my life. I want you to get ready. God to bless you in a special way. Sometimes you don't know what God got for you. It seems like you saying, you know, Mary was telling me about a little trouble she had. I prayed about that. I said, don't worry, Mary. God's going to make that thing go around. For 3 days, they have no light. You know what I'm saying? So God try to get your attention to let you know when evil all around you. See, the devil come to church. He said again, the devil come to the church. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. When you read that, you see where the devil came and he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights. He said, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. The man shall not live by bread, but every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Tonight, you are going through something. Sometimes you got bad news from the doctor. I want to give you good news. All is well, and I create your healing tonight. And I want to tell you, if you're in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, where you're going to be, people in Mississippi ain't got water. But Moses' name was water. Out of water comes the anointing. Moses did more miracles than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God used Moses, and the word Moses means water. To have somebody, Mary. Water. Moses' name means water. I had an uncle named Moses. I didn't know his name was water. He did a lot of drinking. And he couldn't read and write, but he knew his word of God. If he see his name going down the railroad track, boxcar letters, don't laugh at me, he couldn't read it. But in that Bible, you read everything in that Bible. Tonight, on this Friday night, I want to send love to you for God so loved the world. I want to tell you, I love you, whatever condition you're in, and I want to say all is well. I'm praying for every lover, every telephone call. I'm praying for you, Sister Diane. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. I'm breaking yoke for you, Lisa. I'm breaking yoke for the devil trying to block you. I'm breaking yoke for you tonight that God's going to deliver and bring you to another level. I want to thank God tonight in the trillion-dollar flow. In the trillion-dollar flow, it means, you said the trillion-dollar flow in Arkansas, Mississippi. Look, Mississippi ain't got no water, but man didn't fix some pipes. So right now, down in Canton, they flood out. And down in some part of Pittsburgh, it's flooded out right now. But in spite of all that, God is speaking to man to let you know God is in control tonight. whatever you might be, God is in control. People down in Hattiesburg is flooded. People in Vicksburg is flooded. Some part, Natchez, is flooded. But God is still saying all is well. Let me say, it's God's business. And you let go and let God. And I want to tell you, if you got a need to plant a seed tonight, I believe in seeding. I believe that when you plant a seed, you're going to receive a harvest. I just plant love, the harvest of love is going to come. When you plant good, the harvest of good is going to come. So I want you to be able to plant seed all over the world, all in your mind. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord, I shall not want. I can feel tonight some mother lost their son, lost a daughter. In Chicago, we had 130 children being shot, 33 killed. That ain't right. That means that the wage of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Get ready for a breakthrough. You right back in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Birmingham, Alabama, wherever you might be in Minnesota. God is able to take you to the next level. The trillion-dollar flow. And I want to tell every teacher, every lawyer, every doctor, God is able. And I want to pray special for the teachers that are going back to school and the professors. I want to pray for the kids that this evil be toned down, that evil spirit, that spirit of jealousy, that spirit talking back to our teachers. And our teachers, right now, I rebuke every witchcraft spirit, every evil spirit. I want to prophesy this. There's going to be more shooting in the school because I said they need in the school. They need metal detectors in these schools because these kids got guns and knives in the backpack to come in and get mad and shoot the teacher, shoot the professor. So we got to be able to understand the evil that's going on, the evil that's going on in our country. Tonight I'm saying that 139 kids in Chicago were shot. These young folks, 12, 13. 33 of them were murdered by drive-by. So that lets you know we got evil. The presence of evil is around us. The presence of evil is in our vibration. So I want to tell you, God going to loosen up some money. Glory, hallelujah. God going to break that money curse off of you. And God going to do it. I want you to get ready for God to break that curse of your finance. Well, you say, I'm getting a little money. I want to pray that God give you more money and give you the $1 trillion flow. What I mean, that is a $1 million idea, but if you don't work it, it won't work. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Brother Larry, I'm praying for you. Raymond, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Dr. wherever you at, I'm praying for you. And I always say, free Larry and free those that are political prisoners in jail. That's one of my constant prayers, that innocent people be let out of jail because they're political prisoners. Janice, God bless you. You did a good job. Reverend Al Sampson, God bless you tonight. You're moving forward. Don't forget the black farmers come in over at the church over on 111 at 31 Church. I got to call Edgar Sampson. They're going to be in this week. But I want you to get ready. Mary, I want you to get ready for your business. And I want, you know, one thing I found out, if you never start, you can never end. Fail, you should try again. But if you don't never try, you can't fail. Failure means try and try again. You say, well, I ain't got this. You, my grandmother, use what you got. You don't need a whole lot. You need a good mind. God will put somebody in your spirit that will help you with the business. I'm praying for you, baby. And I'm praying for you, man. She's getting ready to honor her daughter. She's in the spirit world. I share a big dinner. And I'll be at that center to pray, you know, to let you know that you're in divine order. I'm praying right now for the Power family. To me, it's a bishop. Thank you. He's in the spirit realm. On Tuesday night, we crossed over with the ancestors. On Monday, Dr. King's movement. On Friday, the $1 trillion flow. And I want you to get ready for a breakthrough on your finance. Sometimes your finance has been tied up, but I want to loose it in the $1 trillion flow, east, west, north, and south. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. I want you to get ready to vision. I want to see to this minute. I don't care if a dollar, $5, $10. The Spirit told me that we're going into and the angel Raphael is the angel of September. I'm praying for you, Sister Tanya Scott, and I'm praying for you, Dr. Gibson. Call me, and I want you to see Dr. Gibson, because it is a financial dough that you don't even know about going to open up for you. Call me. We're getting ready for Labor Day, getting ready to go out of town. I'm praying for you to have a safe trip on the plane or driving. Take your time. Put God in front of your car. If you got loved ones coming, take time to pray for them that they make it home safe. And only a prayer changes things. When you begin to pray, I know you've been a little worried, Mary. And I know, Betty, you've been a little worried. Mother Duke, you've been a little worried. Bright Star, you've been a little worried. But God is in control of things tonight. And I want to take my time to tell you the devil came to church. And he came to mess the choir up, the pastor up, and to mess you up. Come to mess Jesus up. What about me and you? So I want you to get ready tonight as I pray for you. As I go in the spirit world, I shall say. As I give you a divine scripture tonight to read. And I want to tell you, all is well. Let me say it again. To all, don't come, don't worry about it. Those that God wants to be there are going to be there. And God going to send a random word, a breakthrough. God going to do that. So whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Tonight, I want you to get ready for God to bless you. And I want to be involved. And I want to be able to send a donation to the ministry. And I want to tell you how to do that tonight. I want you to go to Cash Out and put the money sign and put Bishop TTT. Let me say it again. Write the money sign and Bishop TTT. And you can send what you want to send. Or go to my website, DustyAbrahamYourSite.com. Go to my homepage and go to PayPal. I want you to be able to plant that seed now. I want you to be able to get that seed in the ministry now where it works for you. I just thanking God for what he's going to do in September for some of you. I see money for you. I see new money that you don't even look for. I see somebody worried, but I'm gonna prophesy to some people. Shut your mouth. My bishop says, shut your mouth. Let God work things out. Exodus 14:14. Just step back, Moses. Let me do this now. Can't do it. Let me do it. So I'm telling you tonight, step back so God can touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm excited, Timber Hole. And I'm praying for them that lost low. Happy birthday for Sister Walk. Happy birthday. And those that call me on their birthday, I want to tell you, Raphael is the healing angel. And I want to tell you, all is well. He's ready for a 100 trillion flow. I want you to get ready for the trillion. But I want to play a little for the trillion flow before I go to the rest of the program.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from LA. Miami, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the Trillion Dollar Club.
Brother Sam Harris, I'm praying for you tonight. Milton Harris, praying for you tonight. Download, get ready for a blessing. Sister Mother Scott, I'm praying for you. Mary Scott, Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Get ready for the download. Get ready for the breakthrough. Get ready for God to open up that door for you. The trillion flow is now. It's time for you to plant your seed for your business. Don't take much. It just takes you to make up your mind that you're ready to move to the next level. Don't forget, go to my Cash Out and put $ Bishop TTT, and you do what you want to do with Cash Out. I want to tell you, never send Cash Out, and I just want to let you know, as you send it now, you ain't got to wait. You can do it just like snap of your finger, and that breakthrough will come quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to play this here when we were down in Monroe, Louisiana. And I want to play a little of that. It was so dynamic. And the young lady was singing. And I want you to listen to them. When I was down, we were in New Orleans. And she was singing. And I want to bring that to you. Where she's singing, God might speak to you on Cash Out. Go to Cash Out and put the money sign, Bishop, and then put TTT, three T's, and you can do what you want to do. Just down in New Orleans. Francis, this is for you. This go out for you, Shirley. Maxine, this is for you. Doctor, another for you. Thank you, Pastor Edward, Monroe, Louisiana House of Prayer. Lisa, this go out for you. Those that are going through something, this is my story. Can't nobody tell it but you. I lost somebody. I lost a husband. I lost a wife. Get on your feet and praise God. Right now, if she's saying, go to Cash Out. Put the money sign and put Bishop, PPT, and do what you need to do. Financially. DD down in Florida and praying for you. I'm praying for the Anderson family, Gray Wayne, Kick, Jerrain. I'm praying for y'all. Thank you much, doors. Down in Memphis, Mississippi, Brother White. I'm praying for you. Those out in Dallas, Texas, in Houston, I'm praying for. This is my story. Tell the Lord, thank you. I just want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. This is in a full service that I have to pass. I just wanted to share that with you because that is a blessing for you tonight. That you know that God is able to do anything to fail. There's no failure in God. So you give it to God to touch you. Give it to God to do something special for you. Some of you have been searching all day long. You're searching for God to touch you. You're searching for God to do something special for you. I want to tell you, God will open up that door for you in the $1 trillion flow. So when I say the $1 trillion flow, you get ready for God to do something special in his name. I wish I had somebody to know what I'm talking about. You didn't try everybody, but I want you to try.
All of this started.
I want you to try God. You tried everybody, but I want you to try God. And once you try God, everything going to open up. It's time for you to start your business. It's time for you to make up your mind. The bishop is time for me to get involved in my business. It's time for me to open up a special door. It's time for me to speak the word of God and the power. And when you meet the power of God, things are worse in the $1 trillion flow. When I say black power, some of you don't like black power. But when I talk about black power, I'm talking about power of God giving you the strength to do what you need to do. There's so much going on, but we got to get ready and call on the power that no power in the world like the power of God. Now, you know what I'm saying? There's no power to Almighty God. Some of you are looking for power, so I'm going to tell you what a power is. God, the God Almighty. I want you to pray with me tonight, because God's going to turn some things upside down. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You lost mama, sister, and brother, but I'm spiritual. They're in the spirit realm. They're watching over you. If you take time to let them come into your vibration, when you take time to let them come to touch you with what you got going on, sometimes you done lost everything because you ain't understand what God's saying to you. God is speaking to you, and I ain't going to, you know, I was with Reverend Paul Jones, came to Monroe, and he was very depressed. I prayed with him, and he said, Bishop, I'm going through something, but I won't complain. I want to pray with him because I don't want you to complain tonight about your situation. I don't want you to be burdened down because God will open up a door for you.
We're going through. Then we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital. MD Anderson.
$1 trillion flow.
Walk up and down the floor.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
I'm praying for you tonight. The law of love, the law of joy. Come on, come on, Reverend Paul Jones.
Had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around.
God bless you tonight, Francis.
Yeah.
God bless you, Chelsea. God bless you, May. Sherry, God bless you, Henrietta. God bless you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call.
Can I say it one more time?
Pearl, God bless you tonight. My light was all but their own. Didn't have no water, but I still had water.
I've had some hills.
Some people had to leave out their house. But God made a way out of no way.
I've had some weary days.
Come on, somebody.
And some sleepless nights. But when I look around,
Brother Scott, yeah, I'm praying for you, Brother Frank. I'm praying for you, Bishop Frank. Bishop Dan, I'm praying for you. Bishop Ross, in the spirit realm, in all thy ways, is not of God, he will direct your path. Brother J.F. Cox, wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful. God said, I'm going to put you in a new heaven and a new earth. I'm going to put you in a new situation.
The clouds hang low.
Say that. I can't see the road.
I can hardly
see the
road.
Come on.
I ask a question, Lord.
Come on now.
Lord,
why?
Why?
There's so much pain.
So much pain.
But he knows.
Lord.
Father God, we come right now. As he sang that song, touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody that lost a son, lost a daughter. They're crying right now. God, bring justice to this family. Bring love to this family. Thank you. Thank you for the waking me up. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the living. Thank you. that shoulder blade, that throat. The healing angel, Raphael. I'm sending Raphael. Thank you. If you can just praise him, lift them hands up. And just praise him tonight. Praise him for your finances. Praise him for your healing. I move that blood pressure, that high blood, that low blood. I move it right now. That cancer, that breast cancer, that tumor, the cataract. I move it right now in the name of Jesus. I ain't going to complain. Reverend Paul Jones is on his way, crossing over, stop by house in prayer in Monroe and told the church up just with that song. Sometimes, as he in the spirit world, he's still saying, Bishop, don't complain. I want to say, sometimes you got to go to the spirit. I say our ancestors. I'm praying for you, the lost loved one. Some of you crossed up and messed up. You caught up on alcohol and drugs and pills. But I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Get ready. On this Friday, going into September, Labor Day. Every day. You should be laboring to God. I don't want to complain what God got for you tonight. God's going to bring something new to you. Get ready for God to put you in a new way. He said, what God going to do to put you in a new way?
To the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter and the first 5 verses. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be within.
Sam Harris, I'm praying for you.
And God shall
Nelson, I'm praying for you.
And there shall be no more death.
Angel, I'm praying for you.
Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said,
yes, sir. Bernie Louisiana, I'm praying for you. Sherry and Rustin, I'm praying for you tonight and your family.
Of a new world. When Domitian was the emperor of Rome, it was decreed that the entire populace of the Roman Empire was called upon to worship the God of the Empire. And that God was Domitian the Emperor himself. And the system of religion created around him was called Emperorism. This was designed to give the people of the Roman Empire allegiance to the empire beyond and above their civic or political allegiance. This gave him a religious tie to the called the Roman Empire.
Yes, God was getting ready to take you to a new level. And sometimes you lose what God got for you because somebody tell you God ain't got nothing for you. But I want to tell you tonight, God got something with your name on it. And God will let the devil trail you, but he wants you to stay in sync with him. God's going to keep you in a divine way. Don't you have somebody know what I'm talking about? And the devil in hell cannot hold you, because God got something special with your name on it, and the devil cannot have what God has already brought together for you. I remember he was in the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel talked to these bones. Then God spoke and said, the eagle stirs his nest. Sometimes I have to stir up my nest. I wish I had somebody. Because sometimes you get out the way with God, and God have to show you that I am the God of the universe. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sometimes you got to wait on God to give you the revelation knowledge you need to give to your people, because you can't do it by yourself. So tonight, as Mary was reading, God is the light of my salvation, and that same God going to keep you in a perfect way. Uh-huh. That same God going to keep a door open up for you. He's going to keep the devil, y'all ain't going to pray with me, away from you, because the devil come to kill and destroy and don't want you to have a walk with God. But you got to tell somebody, yes, I'm walking with God. And I want to let you know, when you walk with God, something happens with you. I'm praying tonight that the power of, you know what the power is, and when you meet the power will meet you, and you know how to say, God have always had us in the loop. And what that means, God have never failed us. With all that's going on, God kept us in the midst of Satan following us to church. Yes, Satan followed us to our job, and some of you end up getting fired. Satan followed us all through our life, but when you got the anointing of God, Satan has to let you go. When you meet the black power, you know, the word black power, you get scared of it. And right now, we're dealing, people scared to say black power. And I don't know why they're scared to say that. If they're scared of saying something that will...
Just as a compliment to this title, the meaning of black power, we will refer you to a passage which reads, and Ethiopia shall stretch forth her wings. In his book, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community, the beloved and lamented Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. tells us of a story of the beginning of the slogan, Black Power. James Meredith had just been shot outside of Memphis, Tennessee, as he attempted to lead a march through the state of Mississippi, beginning at Memphis and ending at Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of the state. After getting the news that Meredith had been shot, Dr. King, Stokely Carmichael, and Floyd McKissick met together at Memphis and agreed that the march would continue, that it would be sponsored jointly by CORE, SNCC, and SCLC, with the understanding that all other civil rights organizations would be invited to join. It was also agreed that they issue a national call for support and participation. Dr. King further says, as the days progress, debates and discussions continue, but they were usually pushed to the background by the onrush of enthusiasm engendered by the large crowds that turned out to greet them in every town. He said, we had been marching for about 10 days when we passed through Grenada, Mississippi, on our way to Greenwood, Mississippi. Stokely did not conceal his eagerness to reach Greenwood, for this was SNCC territory, in the sense that the organization had worked courageously during the turbulent summer of 1964. But Dr. King continues, as we approached the city, large crowds of old friends and new turned out to welcome us, as a huge mass meeting was held that night, which was held in a city park.
Down in Kenton, Mississippi.
Mounted the platform.
Black power.
And after arousing the audience with a powerful attack on Mississippi justice, he proclaimed, what we need is black power. Willie Ricks, the fiery orator of SNCC, leaped to the platform and shouted, what do we want? The crowd roared, black power. Again and again, Rich cried, what do we want? And the response was, black power. And that response grew louder and louder until it reached a fever pitch. This was the beginning of the slogan.
Black power.
Black power. I know that this particular expression has disturbed a lot of people, but I don't think if it is understood in the right context.
$1 trillion plus.
If it is intended
LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Right.
It had a ready appeal.
Black power.
Dr. King goes on to say,
Black power
is now a part
of the movement,
of the nomenclature of the national community. And so to some, it is abhorrent. To others, dynamic.
Black power.
To some, it is repugnant. To others, it is exhilarating. To some, it is downright frightening. To others, it heralds a new day of unity for black people.
Amen.
Since black power means different things to different people, and indeed being essentially an emotional concept, can mean different things to the same person on different occasions. It is impossible to attribute its ultimate meaning to any single individual or organization. One must look beyond personal style, verbal flourishes, and the hysteria of the mass media to assess its value, its assets, and its liabilities honestly. First, it is necessary to understand that black power is a cry of disappointment. The black power slogan did not spring from the head of some philosophical sage. It was born from the wounds of despair and disappointment.
We'd like to make
it is a cry
go
of daily
and get the money
and persistent faith. I don't believe I have anybody here to pray with me tonight.
Whatever you need, God got it. And you call
it. The century of the Negro have been caught in the tentacles of white power. Many Negroes have given up faith in the white majority because white power with total control has left them empty-handed. So in reality, the call for black power
is
a reaction to the failure
black
of white power.
Man. Chicago right now in 2022, we
it
have
is
a
no
black
accident.
Man, a black
state
attorney,
of the slogan
a black county
in the civil rights
county.
Movement
so
took
black
place
power. Black
in
power.
The state symbolizing the most blatant abuse of white power. In Mississippi, the murder of civil rights workers was a pastime. In that state, more than 40 Negroes and whites were either lynched or murdered during a period of 3 years. And not a single man was punished for those crimes. More than 50 Negro churches were burned or bombed. Yet the bombers walked the streets surrounded by a halo of adoration. This is white power in its most brutal and cold-blooded and vicious form. I wish I had somebody here to pray with me tonight. When we think of black power, we think of the black man having faith. In the American translation of Psalms 42, and the 11th verse, it is written, wait thou for God, for I shall again praise him, the salvation of my countenance and my God. the word salvation of my countenance, bring to mind the Chinese phrase, saving face.
Mm.
The contrast between the two methods of saving face is a suggestive one. It symbolizes a choice in motives, in living, which essentially all must make.
That's right, amen.
A chief end of man in China is to save face. It dominates the smallest action in personal relations and the most momentous procedures in diplomacy. Men live under the shadow of a hunting fear of the loss of prestige, position in the eyes of others. Everything, even life itself, is sacrificed to faith's saving. But it is not confined to China. Bertrand Russell says, truly, in the daily lives of most men and women, fear plays a greater part than hope. They are more filled with the thought of the possessions that others may take from them than of the joy that they might create in their own lives and in the lives.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
That he is nobody. That his color is a sign of biological depravity. That his being has been stamped with an indelible of inferiority. That his whole history has been soiled with the filth of worthlessness. All too beautiful how slavery and racial segregation have scarred the soul and wounded the spirit of the black man. The whole dirty business of slavery was based on the premise that the black man was a thing to be used, not a firm to be respected. 1,000 times a week, the black man in American slavery heard the words nigger, no count,
no good.
No good. He was told even by so-called white preachers that he was designed by God to be a hewer of wood and a drawer of water, and that it was a sin to desire to be free. But the old Negro preacher told the slave, you are not niggers.
Come on.
You are not slaves.
You're a free man.
You are not hewers of wood and drawers of water. You are God's children. Walk soldier. And while the world has a loose gun, you are God's children. Therefore, when we think of black power, we think first of the black man recognizing himself as a man and as a child of God, made just a little lower than God and crowned with glory and honor. I don't have anybody here to pray with me.
Been in the Burbank area, specifically at St. Albert the Great Church, stay vigilant and seek medical care if they start to exhibit symptoms. Church leaders tell us they'll be sending out a letter to parishioners tomorrow to let them know of the cluster of cases tied back. So far, we have not heard about the conditions of those infected. Reporting in Burbank, Alyssa Donovan, WGN News.
Chicago police are stepping up patrols this Labor Day weekend.
Lots of events across the city, from Jazz to Bike to Rock Night. City leaders shifting more officers from desk work to patrols as the department remains understaffed. While shootings and homicides are down from last year's high numbers, carjackings and crimes on the CTA are up. Officers are paying special attention to the CTA and have a new task force to combat illegal street takeovers.
We have efforts looking at video to include social media video, our pod camera video, our license plate readers to identify these knuckleheads so that we can take their cars. If they don't have their cars, we don't have this problem.
And where the water is concerned, officials are also recommending that all boaters wear life jackets. Remember to have reliable communication sources.
5-year-old boy died overnight days after a drive-by shooting that also injured his father. Family and friends are mourning the loss of 5-year-old Devin McGregor, releasing balloons into the air tonight along with their prayers for the young boy. The mother just buckled him into a car seat around 5 o'clock Sunday in the 7600 block of North Carolina. Police say that's where another car pulled up next to them and opened fire. Family says they won't rest until police find the person who did this.
It was a broad daylight. Somebody seen something. So if you know something, say something. The whole street code thing, yeah, whatever. But it's different when it comes to these kids. It's different when it comes to these kids.
Police have been questioning a person of interest earlier this week, but they have released him. Superintendent David Brown says they have strong leads in the case, but no arrests have been made.
Detectives are hoping new surveillance video will help them catch the gunman who shot a retired Chicago police officer 6 times. The officer was working security when he tried to break up a robbery at a Western Union at 71st and Wentworth Thursday. Police say 2 men got out of an SUV and tried to rob a woman who was opening the store. The retired officer exchanged gunfire with that attacker. The store employee was not hurt. Police are looking right now for 3 suspects. Chicago police today announced a major gang drug bust that netted 25 arrests on the west side. Police seized more than $100,000 worth of cocaine, $80,000 worth of heroin, and $130,000 in cash. The suspects now facing charges of criminal drug conspiracy or manufacturing or delivering a controlled substance. Superintendent David Brown said the takedowns happened before Labor Day weekend to keep the city safer, but most of the suspects are already out on bond, and Brown was not happy with that.
It took more time to do the paperwork than it did for them to be in jail. We really want to make the point that that's just not acceptable. That these are dangerous people, and this took our officers doing dangerous work, risking their lives for someone that the judges didn't see as a danger to the community, and we differ with that opinion.
WGN reached out to the Office of the Chief Judge for a response. They responded by saying judges cannot comment on pending cases.
Police still searching tonight for the man who escaped from police custody while handcuffed. 27-year-old Devin Rebels kicked through the rear window of a squad car, ran into the woods near Columbus Park on Chicago's west side yesterday afternoon, arrested for his alleged connection to catalytic converter thefts in Elkhurst. Anyone with information on his location is asked to call police immediately.
And concern on the park campus tonight following 2 reported sex assaults. But the offenses happened at the student center Monday evening, the 2nd, at a nearby dorm Wednesday. Officials have not released the identity of the suspect, but they believe it was the same person in both of those cases. On Thursday, Paul issued an alert about the